Welcome back to the Bruce Sallin Show with Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Arnie Sallin, for that DJ mix. And if you would like to twerk at his concert on July 5th, I'll stay tuned for details. Twerk is a slang that I had no idea what it meant, but I can tell you, or you can look up on internetslang.com. It's time for Therapy Talk, Therapy Rap with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who's a psychologist and parent coach with a lot of experience and all kinds of credentials that I'm going to skip because I just want to talk to her. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Jennifer.
Thank you. And I have to tell you, I work with teenagers, and I didn't know what twerk meant either.
Oh, but you, were you listening before, so you now know?
I heard the end of the segment, and I wasn't even sure I heard the word correctly, because it wasn't a word I've ever heard of.
So if you're in L.A., will you come and twerk for my son?
I don't think I should twerk for anybody. Nobody needs to see me twerking.
All right. I won't frustrate you listeners that didn't hear it. Twerking is basically a form of sexy dancing that my son wanted some girlfriends to come and do some twerky dancing at his DJ show coming up July 5th. And so that's what that means. So how we communicate with our kids, that's our topic. As a therapist, you must be facing all kinds of issues with parents and their kids, and I'd love you to just go for it.
Yeah, when families come to me in a crisis, I think communication is probably either entirely to do with the issue or largely to do with the issue. And I think when communication isn't clear both ways, then all these misunderstandings take place, and then we interpret the misunderstandings to mean something very negative, which usually it's just a misunderstanding. And so I love helping families create ways that they can communicate clearly and openly with each other.
Well, what are your suggestions when that takes place?
It really depends on the age of the child and the nature of the communication issue, because I think we communicate with others the way it's natural for us and the way we want to be communicated to, but that's not always the way the person needs to receive a communication. So it's a matter of tweaking your communication so that it lands inside of the listening of the other person, if that makes sense.
It does.
So
it does.
If you're talking about a small child, a big communication issue for parents is that they overtalk, or they think, making a big speech or a long lecture or just using a lot of words is helpful because it's very logical and rational, and kids kind of just zone out. They have no idea what you're saying.
Right.
It's just like, wah, wah, wah. And you're not getting across. And they might nod their head, but they're really not getting it. And then you think, well, he's not listening to me. But no, it's just too many words.
I see that look on my boys' faces all the time when I start to tell them something, and then I end up going into lecture mode. And the rolling of the eyes and the tuning out is so clear. And then, of course, there's my wife. I do need an interpreter. I haven't a clue what she's saying most of the time. I'm very blessed, actually, right now to have her parents here visiting us. In fact, they're listening on headphones right now, Dr. Jennifer, so be careful what you say.
Hi there.
When they're around, my wife's actually pretty nice to me. So I hope you guys will stay a little bit longer. It would really be nice. Anyway, let's go on with slang and any words that have stood out for you in your practice with your families, and then go on to slang words that you grew up with.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's the fun stuff. I have to say, maybe the teenagers that I work with are just a particular subgroup, but I understand everything they're saying. I don't speak the way they do.
Right.
And I gotta say, parents, please don't try to speak the way that your kids speak. Don't say things like OMG, and just don't use their language because you think that's going to help connect. Our time to be cool has passed. It's over. We're old. We have to embrace it. And
sorry,
don't try to be like that.
I refuse. That's why my younger son won't invite any of his friends over, because he knows I'm going to embarrass him.
It's okay to be like, look, I'm old. I have no idea what that word means. Can you explain that to me? And they will, and they'll laugh at you, but you just have to embrace it. But I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and there were a lot of really weird things that we used to say.
Like?
Gag me with a spoon. and doy. Doy was like duh, but we say doy. The bomb diggity. Someone was cool, we'd say, like, they're all that in a bag of chips. I don't even know where that came from. Damn Skippy. I don't know. There were a bunch of crazy things that we would say. And sometimes I find myself saying those things to teenagers because, I don't know, maybe I become a teenager in the moment when I'm talking to them. And then I stop and I say, does anyone say that anymore? And they laugh and say, I've never even heard that. So, yeah, you have to have your moments.
Those are good. Those are good. My son, older son's two favorite words, I think, slang are chill and dope. He'll say, that's really chill. Or that's not chill. So with something I might do, he'd go, Dad, that's just not chill. Of course, when he says it, it just sounds so cool. And just like you said, when I then try to mimic him, I sound like an old fool. So I couldn't agree with you more. We were talking in the previous segment, at the very end, about the communication loop and the value of repeating back or having someone repeat back to you what they're saying. Do you want to talk about how you employ that in communication issues with families and kids?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because when somebody says something, we have to make sure that they heard what we said, and then we have to make sure that they got the meaning of what we said, mm-hmm. because otherwise the person's going to hear whatever they heard, plus they're having a conversation in their own head while you're talking about what you're saying. So, you know, as you're asking me a question, I'm having a conversation in my own head about what you're asking me. And so then it takes on a whole other meaning, and then I assume the meaning that I extracted is what you really meant. And if I extract something offensive, I'm just going to assume you meant it offensively.
Right.
And then I'm going to respond to you defensively, and then you're going to think, well, why is she being defensive? Then you're going to respond to that with your own meaning, because now you're having a conversation in your head about what I'm saying, and no wonder we can never get our point across. So just stopping and saying, you know, I just want to make sure you got what I said and have them say it back to you is great. Also making sure you have eye contact. You're not shouting things from across the room or from the bottom of the steps to the top of the steps. And
so we're almost out of time, but I have a very important question. So when mm-hmm. my wife asks me to do the dishes, does she really mean she wants me to do the dishes?
Oh, that's a great example, because you could say yes, meaning at some point in time, I will do the dishes.
Exactly!
And 2 minutes later, you haven't done them, and she's like, you haven't done them yet.
Well, you said do the dishes. I have, like, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, I got the rest of the week. It's always helpful to say, by when will you be able to have it done?
Oh, my God.
In a marriage, that could be a lifesaver. Yeah,
well, whenever my wife asks me to do anything, the big one is walk the dog. Have you walked the dog? And I say, I'm going to do it. What she really means, and you've just really helped me, she means now. Whatever, all I need to do is add now to everything she ever asks, and I might survive. What do you think, Eleanor? Yeah, my mother-in-law agrees. Okay, we're out of time. Where can my listeners find you, Dr. Jennifer?
ParentingPlayground.com. On Facebook, we're there under the same name. And on Twitter, it's dr_Weberman. And just speaking of 80s and 90s, today, the lead singer of Color Me Bad, which was like my idol when I was a teenager, followed me on Twitter. And I was so excited, I almost peed myself.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I hope I'll see you at Dad Chat. And stay tuned for some closing remarks after these messages.
Sandman!